Simcha ben Svi, the Neshama Shamalui, and the whole family Shamalui have Simchas. I also want to announce, I want to be Mo'er the Chavah that there's some wonderful material that's coming out from Rav Reuven Sasson in English. There's been a lot of work that's been going on. So those of you who are familiar with this farm, there's going to be Divrei Torah almost every day, and different clips and a lot of stuff, and I guess you'll be able to find out. Stay tuned, but I was asked to remind the Chav, you'll see, it's something special, Mitzvah Hashem. Let's learn. We're going to learn Mayim Alamed Ches, Pachid Yitzchak Shavuos. So it's Erev Lag Baomer, and the Rashiv is explaining a remarkable Gemara. Kshohai Rabbi Akiva Chovish Bevesa Asurin. When Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned by the Romans, Omalai Rabbi Shimon Vayachai, so he was allowed to have a visit from his student, from Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon said to him, Lamdeni Torah. He wanted his Rabbi to teach, to learn with him. Omalai Eini Milamdach. I'm not, and Rabbi Akiva said, I will not do that. I'm not doing that. Omalai Meina Tam Lamdeni. This is a very strange thing that Rabbi Shimon said, and there's a lot written about this. Rabbi Shimon seems to be threatening his Rabbi, if you don't teach me, ani omer le'yochai abba. His father, Rabbi Yochai, was a karv l'malchus, was an influential person with the Romans. And Rabbi Shimon said that if you don't learn with me, umasrach l'malchus, I'm going to have him hand you over to the authorities. I mean, Rabbi Akiva was already in trouble. He was already in jail. In other words, I'm going to incriminate you even more. Whatever it is, something strange. It's a lot, again, there's a lot written. Omalo, Bini Yosem Yimasha Egel writes to Linaik, Par writes to Lahanik, which means more than the calf wants to drink, the cow wants to give. Don't you think? Of course I want to. I would love to learn with you. More than you want to hear from me, I want to give over to you. Omalo mi, Omalo umi besakana, Halo Egel besakana. So Yishum Baruchai said to him, no, Rabbi, you're not the one who would be in danger. You're already imprisoned, and what's ever going to happen is going to happen. But the egel, if it doesn't receive the milk, the egel is in danger of dying. I'm the one that's in danger, and therefore I'm asking you to learn with me. Psachim Kuf Yud Beis. Upirish Rashbam Umi B'Sakana. In other words, Rabbi, I'm the one that's endangering myself by doing this, by communicating to you in this way. But I've decided that it's worth it. I'm going to risk it, and the eagle must drink. I must drink your Torah. There's so many questions on so many levels. How can you talk that way? There are many, many questions. So many of the Sfarim have interpreted this in the Bederech Sod in the way of a code that was between the two of them because they were being watched. So there are many interpretations. V'chein Pirush Rashi, v'advarm stumim v'enim oimim ela parsheinu. We need to understand. D'matayin hizu, d'mishum de'egel b'sakonam alecha b'kach. What's the tain of Rabbi Shimon? That the egel, that the calf is in danger, and what's it like? What's it your business? It's my own business. What's your problem? The medulla yeichpas le Rabbi Akiva. Why would Rabbi Shimon think that the Rabbi Akiva wouldn't be worried about endangering his student's life, endangering Rabbi Shimon's life? Umesakin is Rabbi Shimon Baruchai. Achein sarach biyur mamorish Rabbi Shimon Baruchai. And also, what does it mean that Rabbi Shimon said, "Im enatam lamdeni ani masarach lamalchus"? If you don't teach me, I'm going to hand you over to the authorities. I'm going to report it to the authorities. U'mashon nira de gazimlei. The mashon says it seems to be some sort of a guzma. There's even a mahalach that says that it was some sort of a joke or something humorous to be mechazik Rabbi Akiva. Even if this is an exaggeration, a guzma, he's not handing him over to the authorities. Again, there are those who say we're talking about Sfiras HaMalchus. There's a lot going on over here. Handing you over to Malchus. Kabbalas, O Malchus Shemayim. So even if it is an exaggeration of some sort, there must be something, there must be some great kavana, deep kavana, what he said. We're not talking about regular people. This is the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Over the years, we've learned this many times. Then, when Moshe Benu died, there were 300 halachas that were lost, that were forgotten. And from these 300 halachas, there were 700 doubts in the halacha, 700 sveikas in halacha. Again, 3 and 7, the 10 spheres. There's also a lot going on here. But there were sveikas, 700 sveikas. V'amdu kol Yisrael l'harga. And amdu kol Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, threatened Yehoshua's life that they're going to kill him. That unless he's able to remember these halachas, they're going to kill him. Well, Pirush Rashi, the Bikshu Kol Yisrael l'harga, and she yomer lahem, that they were threatening that they're going to kill Yehoshua unless he teaches these halachas. The Kavanas Rashi brewer, the Ritzoni loymer, the Mashe Bikshu l'harga, lo hayu mishum einish. What's clear from Rashi and the other Rishonim is that Bnei Yisrael were not seeking to punish Yehoshua. They weren't going to punish him for forgetting the halachas. Lahim mishum einish, and mishum kfiya. It was a threat to somehow force him to bring him to a place of memory, of teaching these halachas. Ad sheyerm lahem. V'hinei lo matzina b'shum makam kfiya lelimud. Where do we have such a thing? Also, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is threatening his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, to teach him, to learn with him. The Jewish people are threatening Yehoshua ben Nun that if he doesn't reveal to them the 300 halachas or the 700 sveikas, whatever, are not resolved, they're going to kill him. Where do we find such a thing, to coerce, to threaten when it comes to learning Torah? V'avramor b'hilchus Talmud Torah. The Ramah in Yoredei Reish Mem Hei, Pasak the Koifin Esa of, the only concept of kfiya that we have when it comes to Talmud Torah is certainly not a physical threat, but the kaif in itself, Lizkar Malamed Libido. Thank you. But we use different ways of forcing the father to hire a Malamed to teach his son. The father is not able to or doesn't want to. The father is forced by Bezdin to hire somebody to teach his son. So there the Ramah is talking about forcing the father to hire a malamed, that the boy shouldn't be dragging around, that he should have a place to learn and a person to learn with. But where do we find gabi guf halimud then, when it comes to the actual learning of Torah, that's one person that Reuven can say to Shimon, you must learn with me or else. Where do we find such a thing, that there's kfiya by limud, by the actual limud? This father is neglecting his responsibility to teach, to see to it that his son learns Torah. So there is such a thing that the Bezdin can force the father to hire a malamed. Again, what kind of force is not important for now, but he can be pressured to hire a malamed. But when it comes to actual learning, if you're sitting in Bais HaMedrash and you're enjoying the quiet, or you're sitting someplace and you're learning, so someone can come over to you and he can force you to learn with them. There's such a thing as kfiya by limud haTorah. Lo la'av v'lo la'chacham. Thank you. We don't find such a thing, not by a father teaching his son. We don't find that by a chacham, by a rabbi teaching his students. we don't find bichlal kfi when it comes to a person learning to force this person to learn Torah. Okay, near the hachder rotsu koyisol lahargas Yeshua at Yermelhem milsa achrit the ikubagai. Therefore, something else is going on with Yeshua. When Bnei Yisrael came to Yeshua and threatened to kill him unless he teaches them these halachas, they were assuming that he knew more than he was revealing, that they were going to kill him. There must be something else going on here. There was no concept of kfiya by limud haTorah. Gimel, Ayin Gemara Saita Daf Lamed Zayin. Thou call mitzvah mitzvah. I'm sorry? We don't find that there's it says garland. We don't find that there's a din of kfiya over there. There's a din of kfiya. And it's not, and it doesn't, all right, it's a good question. I don't know if there's a din of kfiya. And certainly not ad kedei kach. So ayin gemara soitel amet zayin, dal kol mitzvah nichvesu ala arba brises. The Gemara tells us that for every mitzvah, we entered into four brises, four covenants. For each mitzvah, there's a responsibility, lilmod, to learn. We all have to learn the mitzvahs. Ulelameid, and we have to teach the mitzvahs to the best of our ability. Lishmor, the lasais, to guard and to keep. So there are those that say the Lishmor, I'm talking about the Lois essays, Lasis means the Mitzvah essay, but these are the four brises when it comes to learning, when it comes to mitzvahs. V'yesh lan alahavi b'zeh, divimaran ha'gviz, the briskarov, v'pashis v'eschan, shekosov da'habris shel Lishmor, koi ala chayva ha'miuchedes shel shmiras ha'kabolah shetiskayim etzleinu. So the briskarov is explaining that there's a very big difference between Lishmor and Laasos. Because the simple meaning we're trying to understand, what's the difference between Lishmor and Laasos? It means to observe. What's the difference? So the Briskov says, this is the difference. In addition to our responsibility to learn, to teach, and to observe the mitzvahs, there's also a chayvim yuchedes, a unique responsibility, shall shmiras ha-kabbalah shetiskayim etzleinu, to guard the Mesorah, to guard the Kabbalah that we have from generation to generation. Responsibility to see to it that the Mesorah, that the Kabbalah continues. Al yidei ha-mesirah midor l'dor. As the Rambam, of course, in his introduction to Mishnah Torah tells us, the whole Seder of the generations of Mesiras ha-Torah, of how the Torah was handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua and so on, the leaders of each generation have a responsibility to see to it that this Mesorah will continue. And it's a particular mitzvah, tzivui. It's not part of the general chiyuv of learning Torah and just teaching your students or teaching your children. Shual etzem liman ha-Torah. When it comes to lilmoid or lilamed, it's talking about the specific act of Talmud Torah, of teaching Torah. Unless she yesh tzivu miyuchad, but over here the Biskurov explains lishmar, that there's a bris that we made on shmiras haTorah, shmiras hayahadus, guarding Torah and guarding Yiddishkeit, lishmar hakabbalah ulamaisul adaris. To do whatever is necessary to ensure that the Mesorah of the Torah, of Torah Mitzvahs, will continue on. V'haysev sham bezeh l'farish dvar v'shal ha'agoyin Rabbi Chaim v'lozhin ha'muvarim b'sefer keser reish bezeh ha'lozhin. So Rabbi Chaim v'lozhin says the following. B'inyin ha'shocher dover echad m'mishnah asa. Regarding the din of remembering, the responsibility to remember what we learn, and the inyan of forgetting what one learns. Zeh koya halavishayim. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that very, very severe warning that the person's kilu worthy of dying if he forgets what he learns, that's talking about the earlier generations. Shalom du Baal Peh. And Chayav Lajon says the reason that there is such a severe warning about shikachas haTorah, about a person forgetting what he learned, is because in those early years, everything was, the Torah Shebaal Peh was Baal Peh. And since it was Baal Peh, were there to be carelessness in the transmission or in the remembering and transmitting what they were learning, that would leave gaps in the Mesorah from generation to generation. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says that warning of Ashocheach Dover Mishnah, so that's talking about in the earlier generations when it was Baal Peh. Valzek Kosa Maran HaGriz, and then the Brisker Rav explains, the Ikra Azhara Zu Hi Al Torah Shebaal Peh, that the Ikra Azhara of Shmiras HaTorah and of remembering Torah and so on, this is because Torah Shebaal Peh. She had Nikras Mishnah, which is called Mishnah. Torah Shebaal Peh is called Mishnah. Kidise Brochas Dafei, Torah is a Mikra. When it says in the Pasuk Torah, that's referring to Torah Shebechsav, and Vahamitzvah is Zem Mishnah. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Ubagdomas Rambam, Torah zu Torah Shebechsav, Vahamitzvah zu Perusha, Umitzvah zu hi hanekres Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Bris that was made for Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and Shmira when it comes to remembering Torah, that's referring to Torah Shebaal Peh. Hanim Seres Midor Lador, that was initially given over Baal Peh, orally, from one generation to the next. Ba'alohu Detnan, and that's what the Mishnah is saying in Pirkei Avos, HaShocheach Dover Echad Mishnah also, how terrible it is if a person forgets anything of the Torah Shebaal Peh that he received. Of what you heard, if you forget what you heard, it's a horrible crime. V'hainu, di'im shachach dovech mi'akabolah hanim seristo. Here we're talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, and that means that the Mishnah is referring to somebody who has a piece of this chain of the Mesorah that's missing as a result of his failure to review enough and to remember and to give it over. Harizem is chayv benafsho. Akidekach, the Mishnah says, he's mischayv benafsho. Kilo, he's mischayv benafsho, that he's somebody who should be put to death. Avol achash akvan nechtam atalmud. However, now the Torah Shebaal Peh is all in writing. So once the Talmud was sealed, once it was committed to writing, v'nifsek ha-kabolash Torah Shebaal Peh, and we no longer depend upon this oral transmission of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Ish mi pi ish, we don't do that anymore. That's not what we depend upon. Each person teaching it to the other orally. Shuv ein ze bechlal shecher dover echem mishnasai. The Biskrov explains that this is what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying. We no longer have this mischai benafsho for somebody who forgets the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Torah Shebaal Peh that he learned. Digaz haruzu hi al mishnah hamasura baal peh. Because the Ikar Azhara, the warning here, was made regarding that Misara that was Baal Peh, that it shouldn't be lost or forgotten. And it depended upon remembering and accurately teaching and transmitting it to the following generation, to others. Ad Kan Dvar. So this is Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Brisker Rav. Umistar Batur V'lefizeh, based upon this, we can understand. So what's everybody getting so fahitzed about Yeshua? Moshe Benno dies, and Yeshua forgets. There's some sort of a ha'aloma, a disappearance. Whatever that is, not for now. But somehow, there was a chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh that disappeared. And all eyes turned to the closest Talmud of Moshe Benno. It says, Lomash Techael, he never left Moshe Benno's side. And he was the main channel through which Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah would be given over to us. Moshe kibel Torah misina mesarili Yeshua, and something seems to have happened over here. Yeshua has a responsibility. Moshe kibel Torah misina mesarili Yeshua, and now Yeshua has the achrayis to continue on. And he's not. Something happened. Again, there's a lot written about what happened. It's not for now. We spoke a little bit about it in Yeshua Shum. It's not for now. But it was very, very serious matter. And Akedekach, that there was this uprising, and there were those that wanted to said he's Mishchayev Benavshim, that he should be killed, whether it meant figuratively or literally, expelled, killed, whatever. But something was terribly wrong. They wanted to kill him. Ad sheyermelhem es ahalachas shenishkechu, and until you resolve these halachic doubts or this vacuum in the Mesorah, they were threatening that they're going to take his life. So ain't ze mitzad kfiya al kiyum hatalmud Torah sheyesh b'zeh. There's no din of threatening a person to learn with you. There's no din of kfiya when it comes to forcing a person to teach you Torah. Din of Talmud Torah. There's no such din. There's no halacha like that. And what the Rashi was explaining is that that's not what happened with Yeshua. It wasn't kfiya on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that if you don't teach us, we're going to kill you. There's no halacha of kfiya on Talmud Torah. Elishi kar dach milsa shel kfiya zu. He lefushim asura di yishomel ha-pentishkach. The anger here, the fear that overtook many of Bnei Yisrael, was that we're talking here about the warning that goes back, and that was very clear by Matan Torah, of Yishom Elcha Pen Tishkach, where Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Hashem Yisbarach to warn us that the Iker of Yiddishkeit is going to be something that's handed down orally from one generation to the next. And Yishom Elcha Pen Tishkach, be very, very careful. Don't forget. Make sure that this is continuous. There are no breaks. There are no gaps in halacha. Dimlahay Yeshua chayzu mashmi halachas eilu liYisrael. And if Yeshua fails to give over these halachas, hayhayakan shichchas hakabbalah v'hamisayu. It's not that you didn't learn with me today. I wanted to have a chavusa. It's shichchas hamisayu. It means that there's a short in the connection between Har Sinai and Mashiach, between Kabbalah Torah, between Matan Torah and Kabbalah Torah, there's a short, and that's unacceptable. And this was a way of saying this can't be. This is unacceptable. Shichazu Tanitana. That's what we're talking about. That's what the Tana says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that you mischayev benafsho. So this idea of mischayev benafsho is what is meant by that Bnei Yisrael rotzu lahargo, that Bnei Yisrael wanted to kill Yeshua. Nobody was going to physically harm him. It means that they felt that he was worthy of dying, that what he had, that this problem in the Mesorah was grievous, was terrible, and it needed to be taken care of. V'hainu de rotzu lahargo ad sheyermelhem. Dal yoda shlamirazu, yikonsu halachas elu l'toicha shalshelas shalakabola v'hamisar. That they believe that only by Yeshua revealing these halachas would that ensure the continuity of the shalshelas of that chain of the Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And regarding that, the Mishnah says, Ashochech dov mitalmudah is mischai benavsha. So now we go back to the story of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai when Rabbi Akiva was in jail. V'hine, Rabbi Akiva, shalei rotz l'lamnis Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'nei asakana. Rabbi Akiva did not want to endanger Rabbi Shimon, his student. Rabbi Shimon came to learn, and Rabbi Akiva knew the Romans were watching, and sof kol sof teaching Torah was illegal. That's why Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and that's why he was ultimately killed. So Rabbi Akiva did not want to endanger Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon came and he said, teach me Torah. It's a sakana. Certainly, and Rabbi Akiva told me, you don't think I want to learn with you? Of course I want to learn with you. My longing to give over to you is like the cow, the mother that wants to feed the calf. But I will not endanger your life. Where is there such an Indian that a person should endanger his life. Now, that's coming from Rabbi Akiva, who's about to be put to death for teaching Torah. But we understand how the chiluk. Rabbi Akiva was not going to be put to death and would not have risked his life for a chavrusa. There's no such din in Talmud Torah. But Rabbi Akiva's decision was coming at a pivotal time in Jewish history where Rabbi Akiva understood that he was that link. He was that link from Har Sinai to the end. And therefore, not only was he teaching Torah, but he was makil kehilas barabim. He did it publicly. He gathered the Olam together. And he knew he was going to get killed. So how was he allowed to do that? A person not allowed to get killed? The Talmud Torah is it to get killed? So the Rashi explains, we're not talking here about Talmud Torah the Yachid, an individual learning Torah. This Talmud Torah the Rabbim. So, Iker Chavishos of Rabbi Akiva, Beis Asurim, the main reason that Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned, Lahaya Elamishum Shahaya Makel Kiel is Brab, Rabbi Akiva could have stayed in some cave someplace and had a chavrusa, and he could have learned with a couple of guys in secret, and the Jews were doing that over all of history. It wasn't the only time in history it was Exeir. But Rabbi Akiva Davka went, and it was Maisa Nefesh Mamish, to go to be Makel Kiel is Brab, to have public gatherings of Talmud Torah. Lulamitar. So this is not a fulfillment or a concern for the bris of lilmot of learning. It's not the bris of lilamit teaching. It's not the bris of lasas of observing. It's the bris of lishmar, shmir, shmiras hamasar, shmir, the shmir of Yiddishkeit, the preservation of Yiddishkeit, of the whole project. V'asin hadvarim b'ravcha, l'fimasha kosva poskim, the Rabbi Akiva, gam haramba maida, the rishoy lahoy lahachmer la'atzmai. The question in halacha was Rabbi Akiva allowed to do such a thing? Since when are you allowed to endanger your life, risk your life? And here it seemed it wasn't even a suffix that they were going to take him away. This was done in public. So the question halacha is, why are you allowed? Why is Rabbi Akiva allowed to do such a thing? So this is a question halacha. If it's not avodah zarah gilareisa shvichas damim, are you allowed to be ma'aseh nefesh? Are you allowed to give up your life? Is it permitted? Is it also? And this is a machlokes. This we have Rambam, we have the Shitas Atosis, Benatam, and other Rishonim. This is a very beginning in halacha. Even the Rambam is made the Rishonim her lahachmer atzmai mishum de adam god hayir letzarah hasha. So the way that the Rambam writes this is, Odom Godel Hoya, is a grace of mensch. Regular people can't do this, but Rabbi Akiva is an Odom Godel. An Odom Godel? Ula Tzorech HaShah. That's the key. Or the combination of Odom Godel, he was the man, he was the one, and it was the Tzorech HaShah. Because of the Gezerah, because of this decree, that the Romans wanted to eradicate, they wanted to eliminate, to destroy Yiddishkeit altogether. It was a shmad. V'havisvir le'le Rebbe Akiva, the kol zeh b'negel Talmud Torah d'Rabban. So Rebbe Akiva is saying to Rebbe Shimon, my decision to do such a thing, to go and to risk my life, or to give up my life, that's not halach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, to learn with somebody. There's no halach in Hilchos Talmud Torah to give up your life to learn with a person. You don't die to learn with a person. There's no halach like that in Hilchos Talmud Torah. My decision, Rabbi Akiva is saying, is that my responsibility is for the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. I have responsibility for the Talmud Torah of the Tzibur. Of all Klal Yisrael. Which was true. It wasn't an exaggeration. Abu Talmud Torah diyachid. As far as the Talmud Torah of an individual is concerned, ain't zet zor hashar kol kach. That I should now learn with you individually, and all of these Romans are watching, and I'm going to continue on with what I was doing in public, to learn with you. What's the heter for that? Not to endanger your life or to make matters worse for me. What's the heter for that? Therefore, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon, I'm not learning with you. So here Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said very strong words, and the Maharsha and others say that it was a, he was using this lashon, it was a guzma, it was an exaggeration. He threatened, I'm going to have my father report you to the authorities. So what was Rabbi Shimon's, what was the kavana of this guzma, of this exaggeration? He legalized the Rabbi Akiva. He wanted, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to express this, to reveal this to Rabbi Akiva. That the divrei Torah that I'm asking you for, Rabbi Shimon's not asking Rabbi Akiva to, like, can we review what we learned yesterday, you know, the Gemara in Kedushim, or the Gemara in Brachas. I'm not asking you for that. What I'm asking you for is something that ain't soif in yonam mitzat teres limud sheyesh behem. Now, I believe this is referring to sisrei Torah. I didn't see it inside, but it seems very, very clear that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was talking about some of the deepest secrets of Torah. He wasn't talking about reviewing something in halacha, and therefore we understand that the Baal Halilula, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is when everybody said, "I see the Torah shetetachem chisrael miyisrael." Come, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon got up and said, "What?" Kilois is shakach mi pizaro. The Sefer Tevis is Yochalik. Rabbi Nachman says in Akdama, "Kilois is shakach mi pizaro," and the whole Masaira of that part of Torah, Pnimius of Torah, is through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So when Rabbi Shimon said to teach me, he said, "I'm not asking to review a little bit something that we learned. I'm talking about ain't something I mitzat Talmud a Torah's limud sheyesh bem. I'm not talking about chavrusa a Torah's limud." That's limud, I understand this, not when you're of endangering anybody's life. Rebbe, I'm giving you over to Malchus. That's why the need of Malchus is unquestionably referring to the sphere of Malchus. It's talking about something much, much deeper. That there must be a continuation of this, or a completion of what had to be given over for me to be able to give over the Zohar Kodesh to the world, to give over Sod, to give over Pnimius HaTorah, which is the Ikka Tachlis of Mesiris HaTorah from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Tana Divrei Torah Ke'elu, Shim Rabbi Akiva Lami Yimshem Loi Achshav, that if Rabbi Akiva, if you don't learn this with me now, Alulim Heim Lias Nishmatim Mishal Shelis Kabbalah Kol Ikka, they are likely to disappear altogether. And even with whatever happened there between them, because the whole thing could be in code, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to do in order to preserve that Mesorah from Rabbi Akiva, had to go to great lengths to see to it that would somehow be preserved, that would be kept. Shrei Tanasa Shrei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Rabbi Akiva, the Taina of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kivi, Mamish, Daimer, Bedaimer, Latanos, call yourself, shall call yourself, Shabikshla, Lahargai, Kosel Yeshua, Shabikshla Hargai. It takes us back in time to after Moshe Beno died. So now, Rabbi Kivi is about to die. And when Moshe Beno died, there was that gap. And the Oilam came to Yeshua and said to Yeshua, this is not just a matter of a Shir. This is the continuity, the preservation of the Messiah, of Har Sinai, of Kabbalah Satorah. And now this is now being reenacted with Rabbi Kiva and his Talmud Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Mamish Doim Yudayim L'Tanus which call Yisrael Yeshua Shebikshul Hargo Atshir Melhem V'Nisparish Lano Da'hein Mishum Da'halochas Ha'elush Nishkuhu B'Mei Avolash Ha'Maisha. These halachas that were forgotten during the days of mourning of Avelis, like we're not going to what that means now. And did he remember or he didn't? He was just not telling them, whatever it is. That's not for now. But these halachas that were forgotten, im lahoyu Yeshua mamtziyam b'chazar li Yisrael, if Yeshua would not be able to succeed in bringing them back And then all the whole things happened to Sneel ben Knaz, Bitilpulo, without going into the Gemara. But if they would not have been retrieved, Hayu Nishkachem, they would have been forgotten. And that would have meant a vacuum in the Mesorah, in the Kabbalah Satorah. The Rebbe Lo Shanor is Rebbe Chi Min Ainlo. That if Rebbe didn't teach them, then how's Rebbe Chi supposed to know? It's just an expression, the meaning from the Gemara, that Lezer Ramaz Rebbe Shumay Chai, Rebbe Akiva. And that is the remez. This is the language that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is speaking to Rabbi Akiva. This language, this code, Bagzimar Alav, by using such a guzma, an exaggeration, such a strong language. Shigam hu kavanos al divrei Torah ke'elu. That Rabbi, I'm also talking about divrei Torah ke'elu. The Torah that I'm talking to you about is Talmud Torah, not a halach in Talmud Torah. I'm talking about the Talmud Torah of the entirety of the Jewish people till the end of time. That's what I'm talking to you about. I'm not talking about something that we learned and just to shmuzah in learning. I'm talking about the existence of the Jewish people. That's what I'm talking about. The whole thing. Sheish b'mishum shmiras ha-mesor v'akabarlo shalosh tishtakach. Now we hear the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as kilos yishokach mipizaro. Rabbi Shimon. Once we're talking about divrei Torah that are not regular divrei Torah, but divrei Torah mitzad shmiras hamesara, hari botlas svaros of Rabbi Akiva. So then the svar of Rabbi Akiva is how should I endanger your life? Why should I put you in danger? That svar is bot. For this, a person is mischai benaf. So if he doesn't try to preserve it, shemona zatzim alam es Rabbi Shimon, mishum de'ein kan tzarich shakal kach. It's not a taina to say to Rabbi Shimon that when I was teaching, when I went outside and I was makil kelis and I was gathering people together, I was giving over. That was Talmud Torah, the Rabbin, that was a klal yisrael, the guitar. But now you're asking me to learn with you b'chavus. I'm not learning b'chavus. So they're going to kill you. So that's not a taina now. De'ein kan tzarich sha kol kach. It's not tzarich sha. There is tzarich sha. It's an absolute urgent need. But Talmud Torah the yachid. Dad Rabbah. There is no greater tzarach shah than shmiras haTorah shalosh tishtakach, that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten. The kol ahevda ben Talmud Torah deRabim, the ben Talmud Torah deYochid, ein hashayach lebizman shonadonim ala mitzad Torah limud greda. The only difference between whether you're learning with somebody individually or learning with the shiur or with the chabur and so on, that's only as far as the halacha of Talmud Torah is concerned. But if we're talking about a Torah that upon which the Shmiras Ha Mesorah Shel Tishtakach is depending, then there's no difference whether you're physically learning with 100 people or you're giving a shiur in Madison Square Garden. You're learning with me privately, because this Torah that I need to hear from you now, that's something unfinished that I need to receive from you, is Talmud Torah the Rabbin. It's not a matter of how many people here, it's just me. But we have to do this. I have to continue with this. And you know, Rabbi, that we don't know where you're going to be tomorrow. So we have to finish this inyan. That was the desperation that he was communicating. That we see by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that he went to his mice and efforts and they killed him, they tortured him, whatever, they speared, they murdered him. It was gzeira the Romans didn't allow the Jews, the rabbis, to give smicha to the Talmidim. What does a guy have a smicha? Was it bother to give smicha? They're not stupid. Smicha meant, it's not what it means now. Smicha meant the continuation. It meant this is Stauschel's Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Romans understood exactly what that was about. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave his life to be able to give smicha. He was killed because he gave smicha. Kadesh al tishtakach. It's the same thing. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava have to get killed to give smicha to the Talmidim? The Torah says it wasn't about a shir. It wasn't about learning a little bit. It was about the hamshach. Kadesh al tishtakach.
The Kamari Shemasar,
Rabbi Kiva Satsum Lemisa Allah Kolis Kilis Rab Lumatar Rab. Rabbi Shimai Hai held. The same way that Rabbi Kiva was Maisa Nefesh to be Machal Kiz Rab to ensure the continuity of Torah Shabbat Peh. Come on, now this Torah, by the way, this Torah, we understand this is the Torah that Rabbi Kiva could not say publicly. That's what I think. There was, and I have to see this inside, but this was not the Torah that Rabbi Kiva could give over publicly. This was a different level of Torah. Yeshlo l'sachin is atzmo, but it was a Torah that was needed, and for this, yes, even if we endanger our lives, this is not Torah Sayochid, this is Torah Yisrael. Al shmir samisrael shalat is batal with tishtarim with daros habayim. Val ze. Heshiva Rabbi Kiva Yosef Meshegel Reitzel Inak Par Reitzel Hanik. Don't you think I want more than anything to give this over to you? The mother wants to give over to the child. The cow wants to give over to the calf more than the calf wants to drink. Klemer ani mineas atzmi lo mitar hachshash shel sakonas atzmi. So Rabbi Kiva's first response is that the reason I'm not teaching you is not because I'm worried about myself. I don't want to see you being put to death together with me. I don't want this to happen to you. It's like the Rambam says that Rabbi Kiva had this midas chesidus that he was teaching Torah in public because why? He's an adam gadol and the tzarach hasha. But how could I be machmir on you, my Talmud, mishum tzarach hasha? I could only endanger my own life, but how can I put your life in danger? How can I put your life in danger? Where is there precedent for that? How can I put your life in danger? And the Baal HaHilu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to Rabbi Akiva, Umi b'sakana, halo ha'egel b'sakana. Now we understand that Rabbi Shimon wasn't just talking about me, Rabbi Shimon. Ha'egel b'sakana means what? The whole Jewish people, forever. Well, we're not going to exist. We're not going to live without this. What does that have to do with you? What are you worried about? I'm going to get killed. I'm prepared to take this and to run with it, and whatever it is, he was, of course, to take some of the other, to make sure that this gets in. And I'm going to, and they'll get me, and I'll get killed. And I'm prepared to die for that. Because why? Because there's Alma Serva Kabbalah, Shalot Tishtakach, that it shouldn't be lost. There's no Indian here that you have to worry that how could you be Machmer on me? This whole thing of being Mishchayv and Afsho. We're talking about here, HaShukhech, not just Dover Echem and Mishnasa, all of Yiddishkeit is going to be forgotten. Rabbi, it's not your Indian, I'm sorry. That I want to machmir myself. It's not about chumras. This has only been written to think about and to talk about. We should try to see what we could add to our understanding of this Indian.